Hey, hey, hey. It's April and it's spring and it's my
baby.
It's my birthday.
Yay. Happy birthday, Kristen. This is Macabre Traveler, the travel and history podcast for the places that love to scare you.
I have to say, I am a little scared of turning 35, but I guess it's too late now.
Yeah, you done did it. You are 35.
Yeah, I was 35 as of 8:40 this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you know exactly what time you were born?
It was either like 2:15 in the morning or 2:15 in the afternoon. And my mom doesn't even remember. So every time I ask her, she's like, I'd have to look it up. But I guess like she's got three kids. So
I felt really good about turning 30, and then things just like got better after that. And like, as far as sense of self goes, like I feel the best I've ever felt in my life, but it seems like it's just a very grown up number.
Yeah. 35 was like a big thing for me. Well, also cause I thought I was going to die when I was 35. So
why?
So for a while, the women in my family on my mom's side had a habit of like dropping dead before they turned 40.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So now I'm like, okay, if I make it to 40, like that'll be great. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It was not fine. No. Jen just died.
Yeah. The voiceover comes on. Little did she know it was not fine. It'll be okay.
Prince Philip died.
I saw that. So did DMX.
Shit. Who's going to be the third one? It's going to be you.
It's going to be me, obviously. I don't know. We'll have to kill somebody to save my life. All right. Anyway, so while I'm still alive, we're going to talk about the Winchester Mystery House today in San Jose, California.
I want to go there so badly, just like every single place we talk about that we haven't been. But I have an ex who I think ended up in San Jose. If you ever hear this, hi, you're insane.
Yeah, I've never been to San Jose, but I also think that Kristen's ex is insane. So suck it. So San Jose is about an hour south of San Francisco, and you can get there by public transportation or you can rent a car from the airport.
The Winchester Mystery House has been featured on Mythbusters, Our Fave Ghost Adventures, What's Up, ZB, and Ghost Brothers, and featured on basically every listicle about hauntings and weird shit from here to Timbuktu.
When I hear the name of the show Ghost Brothers, I feel like it's like these two really bro-y guys, like frat boys doing a ghost show. And they're like, so, dude, let's go meet some ghosts, dude.
Bruh. What's up,
bruh? Come on.
I feel like
ghosts.
That would be an offshoot of Ghost Adventures.
It really would be, yes.
We'll talk about it later, but the Ghost Adventures, there's two episodes for this one. And it's the first one is when Zach was really young and like still really buff and tan. And I'm like, then you see him now.
And now he's 35.
Now he's like almost 50, I think. And he's all skinny, and I'm just like, I think of the line, was it like Braveheart, when like he's dying and the princess is like, death comes to us all.
Okay, our episode is very dark so far.
Right, no, but like, don't you ever see like actors or, you know, famous people and you like remember them in their prime and now you see them like John Travolta.
You see them wasting away.
You're like, oh, damn. Like, no amount of money is going to stop this. And I don't have any money. So.
Yeah. Yeah. God. Yeah. Well, we'll come back to wasting away Zach Bagans now. So the Winchester Mystery House, it's a mansion with a fascinating history. And to learn about it, you kind of almost get the sense that the house is alive. Like it breathes and moves.
The Winchester Mystery House wasn't always the Winchester Mystery House. It started as a simple farmhouse. Let's back up.
Yeah, so Sarah Lockwood Party Winchester. That was exhausting. She was married to the heir to the Winchester gun fortune, whose name was William Wirt Winchester, from the Winchester Repeating Arms Company. She had a really sad story, though. Her husband died from tuberculosis in 1881, and her infant daughter died of marasmus, which is a wasting disease. So when Sarah's husband died, she inherited the Winchester fortune, which was more than $20.5 million, or in 2019 dollars, $543 million. She also got almost 50% ownership in the Winchester Repeating Arms Company, and that gave her an income of roughly about $1,000 per day, which is equivalent to $26,000 a day now. Unfair.
I want $1,000 a day, let alone $26,000.
I know, right? So, but despite all of her wealth, the death of her husband and baby was crushing, obviously. She became really depressed. She went so far to think that she was cursed.
Yeah, sorry, that was kind of a weird note. Like, no amount of money is going to take away the fact that your husband and your baby
died. Yeah, your entire family is dead, right?
But you know what? $500,000 might get you about halfway there. Yeah.
Who says money can't buy happiness?
So during this time, spiritualism was really popular in its heyday, so to speak. So naturally, Sarah sought a medium to communicate with her dead husband.
That sounds like exactly what I would do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the medium was apparently channeling William, Sarah's husband, and said that Sarah should leave her home in New Haven and travel west where, get ready, she must continuously build a home for herself and the spirits of those who had fallen victim to Winchester rifles.
Did anybody check to see if this medium owned stock in a building company? It seems like a scam.
Or a lumber yard.
Yeah.
Like, we find out that she became a millionaire in her own right. So Sarah headed west, young woman, to California. Maybe she was just looking for a change of scenery or some sunshine. But people say she and the money she inherited were cursed by the spirits of those who had died by the guns made her by her husband's company. Or at least that's what she believed.
Yeah, I feel like we need to have some of that belief spread around gun people today.
Yeah, right.
Like that's I think the moral of this story so far is that guns make people insane.
And if you own a gun, you should give money to everyone else. So, and apparently, like, there's I think there was a couple of reasons. Like, one of them was the spirits would only be appeased if Sarah spent all her money by continuing building a house. And the other thing I read was that Sarah built the house so weirdly to, like, escape the spirits.
So she bought an 8-room farmhouse in the Santa Clara Valley in 1884. And that's where she started building Winchester Mystery House, the world's biggest and longest home renovation. She was basically the original HGTV maven.
Yeah.
Suck it, Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Move that bus. She didn't use an architect or have a building plan and just added on as she liked. Apparently, like, a lot of these plans would come to her during seances.
Rad. Yeah, so this medium then, like, stayed in pretty good business with her, it seems like.
No, she would just do it herself.
Oh.
Yeah.
She did seances herself?
Writing, yeah. Cool. She became very into, like, spiritualism. She would do, like, automatic writing. Like, the spirits, I guess, would tell her what to do. The house grew to be 7 stories before an earthquake in 1906 and has oddities like doors and stairs that go nowhere, windows that overlook other rooms, and stairs with different sized risers. Environmental psychologists, which sounds like a super cool job, one of those that, given my options of, like, accountant, teacher, doctor, lawyer, I had no idea about, but they think that the layout of the house is one of the things that lends to it feeling haunted.
Yeah. It seems like it's really disorienting. And I know, like, living in an old building, like, stairs that are different heights can just really, like, mess with you. And yeah, like, if the floor or the walls are at, like, just a tiniest bit of an odd angle, it's really, really frustrating.
Yeah. Or, like, have you ever been in a place that has like striped wallpaper where it feels like the room is kind of like tilting?
Yeah.
So anyway, apparently construction went on around the clock for over 38 years until Sarah died in 1922. And then the work immediately stopped. Like, as soon as they were like, boom, she's dead, the work came to a halt.
Yeah, but Sarah's biographer disputes that and says she sent the carpenters away for months at a time so she could rest and plan. But I do kind of like the idea of constant work for 38 years. So let's stick with that. Let's embrace our workaholic natures.
Yeah, kind of puritanical work ethic.
That's how we're going to get that $26,000 a day.
Right. So in 1906, there was a horrible earthquake and the house was damaged. The top three stories were destroyed and the other four were horribly damaged. Some say Sarah took this as a sign from the spirits that she was too close to completing the house. And like, it was time to, you know, knock some shit over, get back to work, girl. And she ordered the unfinished front part of the house to be boarded up. It's open now, but there are still signs of damage from the earthquake.
The house is made mostly of redwood, which Sarah preferred, but apparently she didn't like the way it looked. So after the earthquake, she had it painted and stained, which is a little weird.
If you like redwood, why would you stain it?
Yeah, I mean, you could do a stain that like really brings out the intricacies, but to paint it is weird.
And over 20 gallons of paint were used.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's built on a floating foundation, which helps with the earthquakes, which I guess is why the whole thing didn't go over.
Yeah. But what is the floating foundation?
It's a thing that like helps the building move with the tremors.
Is it like how like high rises can sway?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. So at one point, Sarah's property was more than 160 acres, but now it's only about 4.5.
Yeah, that Bay Area real estate got snapped up real quick.
Seriously.
It looks amazing inside. You can do a virtual tour. You have to buy access, but there are pictures. There's silver and gold chandeliers. There is a hand inlaid parquet floors, all kinds of like different colors, materials, textures. There's nothing uniform or plain about it.
It sounds like it's shabby chic. So Sarah went on to have pretty debilitating arthritis, and she had special easy riser stairs built so she could move easily around the house. She also only had one working toilet built for herself. The rest were just decoys to confuse spirits who maybe needed to pee. And it reminds me of when I stayed at an ice hotel in Finland. The rooms had toilets, but they were made of ice and they weren't functional. It really makes me wonder, like with both the Winchester Mystery House and that hotel, how many people have accidentally peed in those? Because I feel like if you're a guy and you get up in the middle of the night and you think like, and maybe you're drunk, I don't know, and there's a toilet there, you might not make that connection.
And like because you don't have to just like cut right through that toilet with their stream of pee.
I know. Well, because like you don't have to sit on the toilet to pee if you're a guy. So you're not going to be like, oh shit, this is cold. You're just going to be like, oh, peeing. And then the entire hotel collapses.
Great, like sabotage thing to do. This guy's like, I hate this hotel. And just like start peeing in the corners and like all the support beams. In the first few minutes of the Ghost Adventures episode, Jack Baggins was like, I have to pee like a camel. Like, where is the bathroom?
Like a camel.
And the girl, the host, was like, the tour guide was, I know, like a camel. I thought it was like a racehorse.
Yeah.
The tour guide was like, there are no longer any functioning bathrooms. If you need to pee, you need to go outside.
Like in a bush?
No, like into the public bathroom. But he's like, how do I even get outside? Like, this house is crazy. And she's like, the house took me 2 days to learn, or 4 days to learn or something. And he was basically just like, I just need to fucking pee. Like, let me outside.
So if you're going to go on a visit to this house, make sure you pee first.
Yeah. Or bring a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Sarah also slept in a different room every night, they say, to help confuse the spirits. It's easy to do because there are 40 bedrooms in the house.
So the amenities in the home were pretty rare for the time, like that one working toilet, but there was also steam and forced air heat, apparently a minimal amount of indoor plumbing, gas lighting and a hot shower, as well as 3 elevators.
Most of the house is pretty rare in general, though, like the 2,000 doors that don't all lead where doors should, but instead can lead out into a 15-foot drop into the garden, or 8 feet into a kitchen sink, or into nowhere at all.
I want to do this to my house. It just seems like fun. So some of
with
the
your $500 million fortune to spill the
house. That's right. That's right. Some of the staircases also go nowhere, or they go into the ceiling, and there are tons of secret passages. And there's one cabinet that opens into a network of 30 more rooms.
That is my jam.
Yeah.
There are also over 10,000 windows, some with beautiful Tiffany stained glass. And some of those are completely hidden away where no light ever reaches it. A lot of these windows were created specifically for Sarah by the Pacific American Decorative Company.
Ooh.
But it sounds like, you know, back in the day when there were companies like that, now you just go to Bed Bath & Beyond or need a window.
Yeah.
One custom window was a spider web window that featured her favorite web design and the repetition of the number 13, another one of her preoccupations. The window was never installed, but exists in the so-called $25,000 storage room, so named because its contents were originally appraised at a value of $25,000, which would be equivalent to $382,000 in 2019. But they say that it's like priceless because, you know, the historical context of everything.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, one of the windows that Tiffany designed, and Tiffany is a real person. He's a man. Well, he was a real person. I did, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a man. I think he's dead now.
So. I'm sure he's
yeah. So the one of the windows that Tiffany designed was made so that when sunlight strikes the prismatic crystals in the glass, a rainbow is cast across the room. The window was installed on an interior wall in a room with no light exposure, which means that the effect of it is never seen. And that, I mean, it seems like a pretty big waste, but I guess when you're making that much money every day, you can just throw it around willy-nilly.
It sounds like fucking Sarah Winchester was the creator of a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Poor haunted thing, but she could have cured like homelessness and hunger, and
she invented the 1%.
By the time Sarah died in 1922, the home had roughly 161 rooms, including 40 bedrooms, 2 ballrooms, 1 completed and 1 unfinished, 47 fireplaces, over 10,000 panes of glass, 17 chimneys with evidence of 2 others, 2 basement levels, 3 elevators.
Yeah, it was also 24,000 square feet and had 2,000 doors, 52 skylights, 47 stairways, 13 bathrooms, and 6 kitchens.
All built at a price tag of $5 million in 1923, or $71 million today.
But it's still a mystery, though. Like, why did she build the house this way? And did the psychic really instruct her to? Did she believe that she was haunted by the spirits of people killed by the Winchester guns? Maybe she was. I guess we will never know.
And did the construction never stop? Or is that just a fun myth? What caused a young, well-connected socialite to just cut herself off and build the weirdest, coolest mansion ever?
I just imagine, like, the ghosts are continuing to build the house. Mm. Like, you know, in, oh, it's not Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, where like all of the little farm animals are like sewing her thing together, her dress together. I think this is Cinderella, but this is like in my head, I'm picturing all the ghosts of the Winchester Mystery House, like dancing and singing and like building this house in their spare time.
I don't know if I mentioned it in the notes, but one of the things I read was that like, it doesn't make sense, the building plans, because they were given to her by ghosts and the ghosts don't obey the physics of the earthly realm.
Maybe they were all architects. Maybe there was a blight on architects. They were all getting killed by Winchester rifles. It was a whole conspiracy.
And they're like, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
We are going to make this the most complicated house we could possibly can.
That's right. And poor Sarah Winchester is like, oh man, I've got all these rad architect ghosts. Why isn't this working out? It must be because I'm not also an architect.
But also, like, if they're ghosts, it doesn't matter if the door goes nowhere on earth, because maybe in the other realm, in the spiritual realm, they open it and they're like, look, Taco Bell.
More than 12 million guests have visited the Winchester Mystery House since it opened to the public in 1923 to try and figure out the truth behind the house.
And when Sarah died in 1922, everything apart from the house was left to her niece and personal secretary. She took everything she wanted and sold the rest at auction.
Yeah, it apparently took 6 trucks working 8 hours a day for 6 weeks to remove all the furniture from the home. Though Sarah's biographer disputes that as well. Which is good, I guess, because it kind of sounds like she should have been on that Hoarders show. Like, that's a lot of crap.
That guy also sounds like a killjoy. And so much math in this story, right? Like,
yeah,
thousands of this, hundreds of this, so many hours a day, so many days a week.
Maybe her biographer just didn't like numbers. And so that's why he's like disputing everything.
He's like, no, that didn't happen. It was four. There were four.
Yeah. So Sarah didn't mention the mansion in her will. So appraisers appraised it and considered it worthless because of the damage, because it was unfinished, and because the design was impractical. It was sold to a local investor for $135,000 and leased to a couple named the Browns, who eventually purchased it. And just 5 months after Sarah's death, Mame Brown was giving tours to the public.
And today, the mansion is owned by Winchester Investments, LLC, a privately held company representing the descendants of John. And I don't know if her name's Mame or Mamie, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. John, Mr. and Mrs. Brown.
Yeah. Do you know, is it still related to the Winchester Rifle Company?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So in the 90s, management had a team of investigators into the house for a full month to conduct a full-scale investigation. Over 300 people were interviewed regarding their experiences on the property, and they analyzed every aspect of the environment for any unusual phenomenon.
And I didn't find any follow-up to that. That was literally just like, oh yeah, we had a team in, and they interviewed a bunch of people. So ghosts, weirdly, I did not find a lot of ghost stuff. There were like these episodes on the shows. So on the Ghost Adventures episode, the first one, Zach saw a weird white blob, but like, you know,
yeah,
white blobs gonna be white blobbing.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe it was just like a weird film thing. Like, I don't know. Whenever people see like, you know, orbs, I'm like, film does weird stuff. They went to a gun range and shot some guns. I don't know if they were Winchester guns, which seems like the only way that it would be appropriate. They looked like,
yeah,
but the papers, the targets had like demon written on them and like picture of the Grim Reaper. I was just like, oh, Zach, this is so overproduced.
That's hilarious.
But you know what? You're the one with the $100 million, not me.
Right.
Yeah, they had like a weird EVP. I don't know, but like just not as much. Like, I'm kind of the feeling that regardless of if it's haunted by actual spirits or not, the way the house is set up creates an energy.
Right, right.
You know? It's just eerie.
That makes sense. Yeah. So it sounds like every investigation there has been pretty useless. So let's take a quick break for a sponsored message, and then we will come back in with some more fun facts. So yeah, the investigation was pretty useless, but did you know that the Winchester House was Walt Disney's inspiration for the Haunted Mansion at the Disney parks?
Which is a super fun ride. It's also the primary setting for a science fiction novel, Vanishing Point, which becomes the home of a squatter community following the disappearance of most of the human race.
Well, that's probably going to happen
pretty
one
fun.
Day.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Meet you there.
Yeah, for sure. And in 2017, the movie Winchester was filmed there with Helen Mirren as Sarah Winchester. The film was released on February 2nd, 2018. It looks proper spooky in the trailer on Netflix, but it only got 13% on Rotten Tomatoes. And the house has costumes from the film on display. And Kristen and I were talking about my frustration with Rotten Tomatoes before we started recording. So let me just explain. Apparently,
let me explain.
Yes. So I can never tell if a higher number on Rotten Tomatoes is good or if a lower number on Rotten Tomatoes is good. And apparently it's a higher number that's better, but that seems like bullshit to me, because if your food is rotten, if your tomatoes are rotten, I feel like it's better if they're less rotten. So a 13% rotten tomato is probably going to have more edible surface than an 86% rotten tomato. So why would they switch the numbers like that? It just annoys me anyway.
Yeah. Like 100% rotten tomato
is a trash tomato.
It's garbage. It's literal garbage.
Literal garbage. Just like Rotten Tomatoes. Actually, I don't know. I've never actually looked at the site. So
really?
Really?
Jen, involved with the culture. Engage with the culture.
No.
And now I'm not going to do it. But yeah, I was disappointed. We didn't watch it. I was psyched by the trailer, and then I saw the rating and I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
Podcast Lore produced an episode about the Winchester Mansion, and the Winchester Mystery House was featured on the 100th episode of American Horror Story.
If you want to go today, you can take a virtual tour, like we mentioned before, or you can do a self-guided tour, or you can take one of the garden. Yeah, that's about it for the Winchester Mystery House. There's not a whole lot to say. It's just kind of a crazy, weird house. So let's go through the sources that we used for the episode. We used the Winchester Mystery House website. We used Everything You Need to Know About the Winchester Mystery House from the San Francisco Travel Association. And we used the Winchester Mystery House listing on Atlas Obscura.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back at you in 2 weeks. Patreons, you'll be getting your pairing and itinerary soon if you haven't already. And our bonus episode this month is super exciting, but we don't want to spoil it. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.